For 60 remarkable years, the Zambia International Trade Fair has been the heartbeat of Zambia's business landscape, a trusted platform for business growth, innovation, and powerful connections. As we celebrate 60 years of excellence in trade and exhibition, we extend our sincere appreciation to our esteemed sponsors, exhibitors, patrons, and traders. Thank you for your unwavering support throughout this incredible journey. Join us for the 2026 Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the Zambia International Trade Fair under the theme Bridging Markets, Building the Future. From the 1st to the 7th of July 2026, experience Zambia's finest entertainment, exciting exhibitions, inspirational speakers, and insightful panel discussions. Be part of history. Be part of the future. For more information, call 0953-563-812. Email marketing@zitf.org.zm. Zambia International Trade Fair 2026. Celebrating 60 years in trade exhibition. Celebrating 60 years in trade exhibition.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbar Tailosh. Let's take a look at the headlines. Kanyama aspirant promises economic empowerment for women. Governance activist clarifies on withdrawal of candidates. In foreign news, Benin strengthens laws to combat production of fake banknotes. And in sports, Zambia focused ahead of crucial return leg against Congo. Now the news in detail. The Anti-Corruption Commission, RCC, has arrested Hamanyanga Hamanyanga, a member of the World Development Committee, for corrupt practices involving 200,000 kwacha. RCC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisenga, says Mr. Hamanyanga, 32, of Kishitu Compound in Mulawesi District, Western Province, has been charged with one count of failure to disclose interest. Ms. Chisanga says investigations by the Commission reveal that between 1st January 2024 and 31st January 2024, Hamanyanga, being a member of the Constituency Development Fund Committee at Mulawesi Town Council, failed to disclose his interest in a loan empowerment application involving his brother's company, Hantulu Hamanyanga Transport and General Dealers. She says he further participated in the consideration, discussion, and recommendation for the award of an empowerment loan amounting to 200,000 kwacha to the said company. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has called on citizens across the country to actively participate in campaigning activities ahead of the August 13th general elections, urging supporters to rally behind President Hakainde Hichilema and Vice President Mutalena Lumango for what they describe as a decisive victory. Speaking on behalf of the Western Province Presidential Campaign Team, Media Coordinator Spooky Mlemwa appealed to citizens to avoid complacence and ensure a strong voter turnout in support of the ruling party. He further urged supporters not to underestimate the opposition, stating that the campaign should remain focused and disciplined.
President Hakainde Hichilema has put Zambia on a growth trajectory and has performed exceptionally well given the state of economic ruin the country was in when he assumed office in 2021. Indeed, President Hichilema's footprints are visible in all sectors, which include infrastructure development, education and life-saving skills training, access to health care, youth and women empowerment, as well as social protection initiatives to uplift citizens' welfare. Rural communities across our great nation, particularly Western Province, had previously lagged behind in terms of meaningful development. However, President Hichilema has restored hope in the citizens as they can see transformation in many sectors.
Aspiring Member of Parliament for Kanyama Constituency, Dr. Mwaka Nyirenda, says part of her manifesto is economic empowerment for women. Dr. Nyirenda has stated that women are the pillars of the family and the nation, as they are the ones that take care of families. She has added that she is on the ground helping the women in Kanyama.
Part of the manifesto is economic empowerment for women. Nakondolana maningi na vazimai vaku Kanyama. They are very, very hard working, extremely. Tifuna tivatandize ma business, tifuna tichite ma cooperatives. Vazimai ni vamene vaganiza vana, vaganiza lelo tizadia chani, tilipa groundi, tilipo kutandiza vazimai. Chifuka ndiye ma pillars, vamo community ndiye ma pillars, mu family. They are also number one voters in Kanyama. So definitely, they know they have my support. Pa International Women's Day, tinapasa hundreds and hundreds of 25 kg millimil bags. Chifuka tiziva, there's a lot of hunger. So sometimes, instead of saying, when I come in, nizachita so, when I'm your MP, it's to help right now.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has clarified that a candidate in an election cannot withdraw after the close of nominations. Mr. Mwanza explained that withdrawal is only possible between the filing of nomination and before the close of nominations. He says Section 312 of the Electoral Process Act is very clear and instructive on when a withdrawal can take place. He added that resignation would cause a candidate to fall off only when one resigns from the party. Political science expert and Disability Rights Watch Western Province coordinator Cornelius Likomauzo has called on all political players in the country to uphold peace, promote issue-based campaigns, and protect the country's long-standing stability as the nation heads towards the general elections in August. Speaking on Unity and Democracy Responsibility, Mr. Likomauzo emphasized that political actors must avoid violence and instead focus on presenting clear development agendas for their constituencies. He further urged candidates contesting on various political party tickets to prioritize policies and development plans rather than personal attacks or divisive rhetoric. He also highlighted the vulnerability of persons with disabilities during electoral periods, warning that they are often at higher risk during moments of political tension and violence.
Further, we encourage the political players, especially those who are contesting on various political tickets or political party tickets in the country, to ensure that they focus on issue-based politics, what they are intending to do for their constituencies and the political wards after the general election in August. Thereafter, take note, in the country, there are some of the persons with disabilities who are supporting the various political parties who need to be protected by avoiding political and electoral violence because they cannot run away, they cannot protect themselves. Therefore, we encourage all the political parties to preserve the peace that we are enjoying now and after elections.
Just now we take a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith. covering the nation, telling your stories and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love.